And a good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for being on board here on a Tuesday afternoon. The rain has given us a little bit of a break middle of the day. It's interesting. It's just kind of standing still. It's really not going anywhere. It's just kind of hovering. Most of it's to the west of us. And it's just, like I said, it's just standing still. Now, there's movement underneath us that's going east and maybe northeast, east-northeast. But for hours, it just kind of hangs out and so unsettled. Yeah, hard to predict it when it does that. Hard to predict it. We're glad to have you on board. 577-1296. That is our text line. Our area code is 828. Our telephone number is 884-9427. Love to hear from you. And we have got some phones working. We have had major phone trouble here in the whole ministry. We have one single phone system that controls warehouse, radio, church, and all combined. And it has given us a fit for the past, well, how long? A week? I don't know. It's been a while. And so we have got lines run up and down the hallway and everything else trying to get where we can answer the telephone. And we went out and got some POTS lines. What does that mean? Plain old telephone service. Yeah, POTS. We actually had them, believe it or not, we had some old telephones that we had in the thrift store. And they're kind of unique. You don't see them anymore. You know, we had a couple of red ones, the push-button phones, that sits on the desk. And so we had those for sale. They ran down and got those out of the thrift store and wired those in. We could have phone service. So something to be said for plain old telephone service. Yeah, I've still got a telephone line, copper line, to my house. I'm not that up on cellular. It works when it works, and then when it don't work at all. So I still like the old school stuff. And let me explain what I'm talking about. If you go somewhere where there's a lot of people, you'll find out your cell will not work. It just will not work. Let it start snowing on a school day in the wintertime, about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, let it start snowing and then call school off and try to get a call out. You see, the system is set up, cellular is set up can't think of the term, what it's called, but basically it's shared service. And what that means is if they sold, let me just come up with a number, let's say that they sold 50,000 phones, they do not have a system that will allow 50,000 phone calls. No, of course not. So what do they have? Well, only a small fraction of that. And so what they do is that they figure, well, not everybody's going to be talking at the same time. But when everybody does talk at the same time, your phone will sit there and go round and round and round, dialing, 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 and it won't dial. It's because the system's full. Or something else that they'll do around here. And this is happening this summer. Have you been talking along lately? You got full bars, you're talking along, and all of a sudden the phone just quits? Have you had that happen? You know what that is? If you're sitting still, you know what that is? You're getting bumped. Yep, too many people on the system. You're timed out. So the one that's been on the longest gets dropped to allow new people to make phone calls. I'm serious. So, yeah, that's the way that works. And so, anyway, that's just how that works. And so, when you have a copper telephone line, you have copper wire, that number's yours and assigned, and it's still... And I realize even the phone company has its limitations. I do know that. And I do know that's the case. But the thing about it is, with everybody doing away with their telephones, in many cases, the telephone system is overbuilt, meaning that it was designed to handle a lot more than it currently does, because people have gone away from the plain old telephone system, the copper plug-in phones. So, yeah. Anyway, we're having phone trouble. So, of course, this phone system's been a good one, but it's outdated. We can't get parts. We went on eBay trying to get parts. So much of what we have around here is that way, that it was good back in the day, but it's seen its better day. Did you know that technology now, that if you get something and it, and I'm talking about paying big money for something, if it stays in service 10 years, they consider you haven't got your money's worth when it comes to technology. 10 years is a long time for technology. The problem is, if you spend $40,000 on a phone system, then that means you got to amateurize that thing for, you know, just in a 10-year span, because they're not going to support it after that. And here's the other problem with that. When it comes out, that's when the clock starts. So if you buy technology at the end of the cycle, before the next one comes out, and you get a good deal on it, you're not going to get that much service on it. We've had it happen with very expensive generators. We've had it happen with very expensive phone systems. We've had it happen with all kinds of stuff. So, and the same things too with your cell phones. You know, they put them on sale. You can get an iPhone so and so for so much. Watch it, because you can't get cases for them. You can't get batteries for them. And the new software that they send out won't go in the phones. You knew that, right? Yeah, when they do the upgrades, they won't work on your phone if you got one of the older ones. So, you know, a goodbye may not necessarily be a goodbye when it comes to technology. Just saying. All right, let's see what we can do here. Let me mention that traffic this afternoon, we're in pretty good shape. It's about like usual. Don't see anything in the Asheville area that would cause comment. I'm looking all the way into Tennessee in two directions, and we look okay there. I'm looking, all right, so in the mountains, not too many issues. Let's drop down to the Spartanburg. You've got that big closure in Spartanburg on 585 right in town, and that's a scheduled closure. It's the business 585, the old interstate, and that's crazy. I just pull something up. Closed until 2023? What? Closed for 2 years? No. That's what it says. How can that be? Yeah, they have closed the interstate. The old interstate that went through Spartanburg has been shut down by DOT. It's between 176? Yeah, it's between 176 that they closed it, and they closed it back to 295. And that whole section through there is closed. Wow. I hadn't heard about that. That's crazy. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I have no idea. But it goes right through town there, so I'm not sure. Greenville, you're okay. You got the same issues you always have on both sides of Pelham Road, north and south on 85. You got the same issues there. You got a wreck over at Powdersville on 153, just near 81. Other than that, everything looks pretty good. Weather not playing a big part today. And again, the weather just kind of standing still. It's raining as far up as about Belton, South Carolina, and it is raining there. But in that southerly flow, but where we are here in the mountains, we're kind of in the we're in the doldrums of that system that's crossing, because it's just we're standing still, not a lot of movement at all. 71 degrees, it has been nice in that regard. If folks working outside, they've been so much heat for so many days, you know, and of course especially down South Carolina, but even the upstate today, oh yeah, they're very nice today. This front that come through, I mean, right now GSP is at 79 degrees. How can you beat that in mid July, you know, late July? How can you beat that? Weatherman says chance of showers again this afternoon and then diminishing overnight. Not as much tomorrow, and you're going to see a much different day. Start out foggy. It'll be cloudy tomorrow afternoon with a 30% chance of a shower, but you're going to see 83 degrees, so considerably different. And you're going to kind of get into that kind of a pattern. So we've got sunshine Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You've got that chance of afternoon showers, but temperatures, actually, we're going to pay for this cool weather. We're going up like 86 on Friday. Yeah, and it'll trigger that, you know, the afternoon, evening thunderstorms. And so the National Weather Service, I think, just rubber stamped the forecast. 30% chance of showers right down the line. Oh, yeah, into next week, and maybe increasing to 40% on Monday. A decent forecast, I'll put it that way. Not too bad. The 20th day of July, and the listener's portion today has been sponsored by Dan and Betty Taylor. And it's in honor of missionaries Robert and Jessica Murray and their children, Ellie and Daniel. And today is Robert and Jessica's 19th wedding anniversary. And let me tell you the sad part. They are spending it apart. Now, as far as I know, Robert is in country. He and Jessica is here. She had to come out and have surgery on her knees. And then Ellie had to have surgery on her elbow where she'd broke it and it didn't heal right. And they took the pins out too quickly down in South America. And so both of them, both the girls with surgery, and then Robert had to leave and go down to the medical mission. So, you know, I mean, it's one thing not to get to go out on your anniversary, but how about being in different countries on your wedding anniversary? You see, a lot of times we don't realize what it cost to give your life to missions. It costs. It really does. And, you know, we'd like to sugarcoat it and say it doesn't, but I'm just telling you, it does. It cost a great deal. And we honor this young couple and their love for one another. I married them 19 years ago today, and for their faithfulness to the Lord. And I'm so proud. They are veteran missionaries now with these years on the field, and God is using them so much. Last week was such a success with medical missions outreach. It was huge. It was huge for Anchor and Tabernacle, which is the name we operate under in the country of Bolivia. It was huge. And, I mean, God just put his seal of approval on it. What can you say? God did that. And so we bless the Lord for that, and we salute Robert and Jessica today. I haven't talked to neither one of them today, but I need to, and salute and congratulate them. Our general budget today is being sponsored by Jonathan and Waynette Bishop, and it's in honor of their 16th wedding anniversary, which is coming up the 22nd. And they say, God is good, Hebrews 10:38. Thank you. Appreciate that. God bless you. Birthdays today, Mr. Jerry Holden. Jerry turned 82 years young today, and we appreciate him. Faithful, faithful, faithful. He and Miss Shula are faithful members of Anchor Baptist Church. And we love and appreciate them a great deal. Also, Mr. Greg Camp is 37 today. And a special happy birthday from his mom. Congratulations. All right. 0.24 inches of rain in the rain gauge this morning when it was checked. But we've had more since. I don't know for that. We're going to have to go back and look it up and figure it up for this spell. But we've got quite a bit of rain. And it all depends on where you were. I'm talking about between here and Walmart. The pavement was dry at Walmart, and it was like you was pouring it out of a boot here at the station. I mean, it was running off sides of the building. You couldn't believe. It was dry. 3 miles up the road's dry. So, you know, the rain gauges are very temperamental in that it's all about where were you, you know? And it literally will, you know, be across the street. And it can change your rain totals pretty dramatically. Well, let's see who's on with us this afternoon. We got Los Angeles in multiple places. We're glad to have the City of Angels with us this afternoon. Also, Avon, Colorado, faithful listeners. Blue Ridge, Georgia, right in the foot of the Blue Ridge. Martin, Georgia, also this afternoon. Kokomo, Indiana. We always heard that name. It's fun to say, isn't it, Kokomo? And we have, look at this, we always, you'll see Leicester, North Carolina. Well, today we have Leicester, United Kingdom. And I'm not going to argue with anybody about how to pronounce it. I've heard that they pronounce it Lester over there. But I talked to somebody, and they said, no, we don't. So I'm not going to get in that argument. But we do have the namesake of Leicester, Buncombe County. We got them on with us today from the United Kingdom. We're glad to have you. Plymouth, Minnesota, St. Charles, Missouri, and multiple places. We're glad to welcome Oberhausen, Germany. If I'm saying it correctly, Oberhausen, Germany, and multiple places today listening. We're glad to have Germany on board. Mabane, and Seagrove, North Carolina. Those are names you don't hear a lot in North Carolina. Murphy, Brevard, and I think it's Ennis. I never have understood exactly how to say it. Ennice, Ennis, North Carolina. Cullowhee, Silver, Brevard, Hendersonville, Marion. Lots of folks on the app today. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Yeah, a lot of times we'll have, so we're at Toronto today. We have the city of Ontario with us quite often. Fort Mill, Greenville, Greer, Spartanburg, Rock Hill, South Carolina, Houston, Texas with us. We have unknown, I don't know who that is in Europe. The United Kingdom's lit up today. Germany's lit up today. And I'm trying to see the map to see who else that would be. It just says Europe. It can't decipher what country. So we know we have listeners, other listeners in Europe, and we're very glad. And so, all right, great. And we appreciate Brother Sturgill this afternoon driving through Spruce Pine, checking in. Thank you. God bless you. And we're grateful for that. We're thanking the Lord again for all of His blessing and appreciate all the Lord is up to and all that God is doing. Let me talk about motorcycles for a minute. We had a request from India that they really were in desperate need for some transportation for the preachers. The preachers have no way to get from point A to point B. Public transportation, rickshaws, motor rickshaws, motorcycles, that's all there is, and, you know, and taxis, very expensive. And all of that just runs within the locality. Now, if you have to change villages, then you have to get on a bus that's going from one to the other, and some of the outlying villages, the buses don't even go out there. Some of those people walk 3 hours to catch the bus. So because of that, Brother Sam, who is our national director of the country of India, requested that we might help him pray about purchasing 3 motorcycles. And we can buy a brand new motorcycle in India, made in India, for only $1,200 US. And they are I call them a copy. I don't know what else you'd say. They're using the molds. The old moles from Kawasaki. There's actually a partnership between a Indian firm and Kawasaki to produce modern motorcycles. Some of the new Ninjas and some of the big street bikes are made in India now. But that's not what this is. These are the little trail bike. But the Kawasaki parts fit them. But they're made there in India. We can buy them brand new for $1,200. Well, I mentioned it in church Sunday afternoon. And we just got through buying land and helping buy property in the Philippines. And so I was talking about that. And then during that service, I was contacted with text from India about praying about helping with some motorcycles. So we brought it up to the congregation and folks started giving. And that thing turned into just a giving service. And Anchor, I want to let you know that by the grace of God, and it's all been either within the congregation or folks who were watching the services, but we have just paid for our 7th motorcycle. Now, they asked for 3. We have concluded 7. Isn't that amazing? That's the number of completion. Well, when we got to talking about it, the Philippines responded and said, boy, we sure could use a motorcycle here. And another one of our nationals said, boy, sure could use one here. So what we're going to do is we have almost half of number 8, but we're going to designate it to the Philippines. And so number 8, and if the Lord would, I don't know, if the Lord would, what can I say? If the Lord would allow it, we're going to buy 2 more. Number 8 and number 9 are going to the Philippines. And let me just back up a minute. Brother Wesley Jerome is in town. And I was hoping he'd be here in the studio with me this afternoon because I wanted him to testify about his motorbike. They live on the seaside. They live on the northern side, the Port of Pay, Haiti. And his truck is very rusty. And the holes in the road in Haiti are so big, every time he hits a hole, something else goes wrong with that truck. And we got the motor fixed in it, but literally the frame is rotting out from under it. And so there's not much you can do about that. And it's from the salt water. And so we bought a motorcycle. I think he calls it a motorbike. We bought a motorcycle. This year, I'm not sure how many months ago it was. And he and I were talking this week that he uses that bike to go to the mountain. And he said because it's so hard on the truck to hit those big holes, he takes the motorbike and goes to the mountain and ministers there. So a motorbike is not a toy. It's not a recreational vehicle. It's not something you ride on Saturdays. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about primary transportation. Number one, most motorcycles, even the hot rods, get 30 miles to the gallon. And the little trail bikes, they get 60 miles to the gallon, some of them. So you can put 1 gallon in it and go a very long way. Number two, if you use an enduro-type motorcycle, they're designed for off-road. And so in the third world, where the roads are just about non-existent, they do real well. And, of course, that was my sport. My sport in high school was motorsports. And so that was what I did. I was motorcycles and then graduated to cars, and that's what I did. So I know motorcycles pretty well, and especially that era. And, of course, these bikes are designed on that frame and on that standard, so I still know them pretty well. So, anyway, Wesley's motorcycle in Haiti has just been a huge blessing, and we're very grateful we were able to do that. Now we have 7 motorbikes going into India, and we're going to buy them in country so they can get parts and everything, so we're very excited about that. They'll be used exclusively for ministry. Matter of fact, many of them will be the church bus. Yeah, they'll actually put some of the young men on them, and they will go pick up people on the motorbikes. I've seen as high as 5 people on one motorcycle coming to church. They stack them on there. Can you imagine that doing that in the United States, take off down a busy street with 5 youngins on it? No, you can't even think about that, can you? Well, over there, they don't think nothing of it. I'm serious. You see a whole family go to town on a motorbike. So we've got 7 that's already bought and paid for in India, and if the Lord were to supply, I have half of number 8, and that would be going to the Philippines. That one would be going to the Legazpi, to Brother Vanny Solaris. And then if we can raise another one, that would be number 9, it would be going to Brother Joel Harado and one of his pastors who needs one pretty bad. So pray with us that the Lord would work in this, and that the Lord would intervene, and that the Lord would show himself mighty in this. And if it would be if the Lord would be pleased, and if you'd like to have a part of that, if you'd like to have a part of that, if you'll call the regular number, 884-9427, and speak to Brianna. She can take a credit card, or you can make a pledge and then mail it in to us. But it's short term. In other words, it's this week, you know, soon and very soon. And if you want to give, and we have a lot of people giving $100. If 12 people are going together, that'll buy a motorbike. You can have 1/12 ownership in a motorcycle, and it can be used for the glory of God. Isn't that something? Yeah. And so it can be used for the glory of God. And we're grateful for that, and we're thankful for that. All right. Well, again, thank you for being with us. And again, thank God for his mercy and his grace. Let me go to the text line right quick. 4412, God bless Pastor Barton and Anchor Broadcast Israel, Pastor Barton and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you. Appreciate that. Daniel, check the warehouse and see if there's any beans left. At 5 o'clock or about 15 to 5, there were 2.5 pallets of Blue Lake snap beans remaining. We have given away 9.5 pallets of beans today. Been announcing it over the radio, been putting it on social media. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why they got turned down, but it was my understanding there were 29 pallets of beans that were turned down. And so we got 12 of them. And we've had them outside. There's no limit. There's no charge. You come get them, work them up, use them, whatever you can do. They're outside of our warehouse. You're welcome to come because we got product out there. You can come up until dark tonight, okay? Get all you can use, all right? All that you can use. Yeah, Blue Lake green beans. I'm providing there's any left.
Two pallets left.
There's still two pallets. And so if you would like to have some Blue Lake snap beans, and that's what's on the label, by the way, Blue Lake snap beans. Somebody says, are they white half runners? No. No, they're not. The choice of the mountains, greasy shortbacks, we was raised on green beans, weren't we? But Blue Lake would be what you would get. That's what they can. That's what you would get if you bought canned green beans. That's the common bean. They come out of Florida, as where they were back late, earlier in the year. Now they're coming this way, so the crop gets closer and closer to us, and it'll actually pass us. And once the crop's over here, it'll continue north. And so the crop goes on into Virginia and up on, because of the seasons, the way the season runs. And so it's funny when you're trucking, it starts in Homestead, Florida, and then the growing season, and it comes this way. As spring comes this way and as warm weather comes, the crop moves. And they plant, they know that, and so they plant crops according to the latitude so that there's always fresh stuff coming available. But if you drive trucks, you find out that, you know, in January, you're in Homestead, Florida. But this time of the year, you're running Georgia, South Carolina. And then it'll get here. And that's why you see a lot of the late crops. Have you noticed that a lot of the farmers, they were very late putting in tomatoes? Did you see that? They said, we're not going to plant this year. They waited and waited and waited and waited and waited, and then they put them in. That's all calculated. Because they're putting those in at a specific time because they want that crop to be late. They want it to be some of the last tomatoes, and they stagger them so that there's tomatoes, you know, all. So it's all calculated. Farming today, it's a science, and it's a lot of science, a lot to it. Yeah, so that's going on. So we do have two pallets of Blue Lake snap beans available, and they are free. Come and get them. We're just doing some backup here. Our phone system's 12 years old now, and it was actually used when we got it. So we paid $9,000 for it, and it was used. It was a good used one, but we did pay that for it. And, so they are replacing bridges in South Carolina on 585, and they just decided to shut the thing down. They did. Yeah, that whole 585 is closed. In other words, you can't cut through. Okay, you can't through. All right. I just got a text from a pastor. Sounds pretty desperate. He said he really needs prayer. Got up off the floor, weeping to God. And want to remember this pastor. And I won't mention his name or anything else. But the Lord knows this pastor, and in the 731 area code, I'll do that, and we'll leave it there, okay? So please pray for this man. I don't know exactly what he's going through. I don't know exactly what's going on, but the Lord does. Let's just pray right now. Father, Lord, you know an answer. You hear our prayers. Lord, we know that you recognize our tears. Lord, we know that your heart is touched when we shed tears. Lord, we know that if it concerns us, Lord, it concerns you. And I'm glad you do care. Lord, I don't know what this pastor's going through, but Lord, I'm praying that you'd touch him and help him and give him grace. And Lord, that you'd ease his burden right now, seemingly it's crushing him. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd ease his burden. And Lord, I pray that you'd speak peace to his heart and help him, Lord, in the midst of it all. Lord, I've been there. I know exactly where he's at. Lord, I'm asking for that special touch and relief just now upon your man, to your glory, in Christ's name. All right. Thank you so much. Well, to God be the glory. And I wanted to mention to you, and I just got this. Brother Pastor Jerome is out with Brother, his director, Stephen Fanning. And they're texting me back. In Haiti right now, gasoline is $20 a gallon. That's U.S. dollars. $20 a gallon for gasoline in Haiti right now. So think about it. I mean, think about it. I think about what they make. You know, the average wage, I think, and I'm saying this, I may be out of turn in this, but I think the average worker would make about $50 a month. And 1 gallon of gas is going to cost you $20. Now, I'm trying not to do the translation because the Haitian dollar is about 20 to 1. It's called good, the Haitian good. 21 exchange rate. But the prices in Haiti are American prices. It's interesting. You don't get the bump at all. We don't get any of the exchange rate plus. As a matter of fact, things cost as much there, dollar for dollar, as they do here. Vehicles, fuels, way more. Land, building materials, all that stuff's American prices. And these people are not making $50 a day. They're making $50 a month. So the motorcycle, in other words, enables them to move around. You know, it's the only way they can't afford to drive the truck. You know, so that's the point. Oh, yeah. And, of course, right now you pray, Haiti's in a mess. The man who was actually trying to do something, he was irrigating. He was taking the rivers and irrigating to the farmland. And see, what happened is, some very big landlords, people who owned property, they used to make the farmers pay for water because they owned both sides of the river, so they made the farmers pay for it. Well, this president came in, and I'm not saying that he was a conservative, but he was trying to level the playing field a little bit. I don't know if he's socialist, what he was. But bottom line, the big landlords were losing money because he was giving away water and letting the people irrigate so they could plant, so they could feed their country. And they had him killed. And I'm not saying who, where, what, but they had him killed. Yeah. Yeah, that's they had him killed. And so, and the whole country's in a mess. Part of their senators were up for re-election, and they didn't have elections, and so now they're out of office, I guess. So really, the gangs are running the whole country. So pray, Wesley's daughter's still there with her aunt. And so we're very grateful that Wesley and his wife are in the States, but their daughter don't have a U.S. visa, but their daughter's there. And it's a bad situation. Now, they're going back next week, so remember them as they travel. And we're also, I wanted to mention this, anybody that has an old iPad that you're not using, or an iPhone, that's a luxury down there. But see, they have a Christian school, and they're in need of laptops, iPads, smart pads, that sort of thing. And we've been trying to see if we could gather up a few of those used ones, used is fine, and send those back. And with him, I'll try to have him on the radio here one day this week. He leaves next Thursday, heading back. Yeah. So anyway, we're grateful, and again, we're thankful for the Lord in mercy. And 6636 saw your message. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. We've already announced that one there, so we'll leave it where we said. So 7 bikes going to India, but there's also now needs in the Philippines. And so appreciate that, folks that would like to get involved in that. All right. All right. Well, in a way of prayer request, we are having a fit with the shipping company trying to get all of this hospital supplies to Puerto Rico. I mean, a fit. They canceled on us. We were sitting on the dock with everything ready to load up, and we found out about an hour and a half into the day that they weren't coming. We had 2 40-foot containers scheduled to show up. They didn't arrive. Said the ship was full. Well, we were scheduled to ship on the 27th, and so it's all good. We're shipping the 27th. I got word today that the ship is full. Well, guys, come on. You know, you can't keep filling the ship in front of us, all right? We're trying to buy a service. We're willing to pay almost $13,000 to ship the contents of 2 containers from here to San Juan, Puerto Rico. And we can't get the shipping company to even work with us. And it's because there is a worldwide shortage of shipping containers and a worldwide shortage of shipping. And it does not matter if it's on a boat, truck, doesn't matter. There's a worldwide shortage of shipping right now. To the point that one of the reasons that the airline fares are going up is because they are putting so much cargo on airplanes to try to break the logjam. They are filling these planes with cargo coming especially out of Europe. And yeah, one airline has put petitions in the air and closed off the back end of the airplane, and they're hauling nothing but cargo in the back end in place of passengers. So yeah, there was a company here in Western North Carolina. They needed a part, one part. They couldn't get it out of Germany. They tried everything there was. The only way they could get it in here would be to, it's a small little box about the size of a shoebox. They needed it. They would have to strap it to a pallet and put it on a container and ship it. It's going to take 3 months to get it here. One of their employees got on an airplane. They paid his way to Germany. He went over there, walked in, got the part, put it in his briefcase, got back on the airplane, flew back over here and saved them thousands. Flew over there and got it and flew back, and it saved thousands. And they got it in 4 days. Just saying. We got the biggest logistical mess right now in this country. We got so many messes in this country with this new, you know, Delta variant of the COVID, you know, the panacea that, you know, and I'm not talking the shot down. I'm just saying people that have gotten the shots are still getting and getting very sick. Haven't heard of deaths, but they are getting very sick. And so there's a new, and it's now also this new variant. It's affecting younger kids. And pretty, you know, they were the last ones to get vaccinated, and so they've been pretty safe up to now. Not this one. It's a lot different. And a lot of kids are getting sick. And of course, a bunch of kids got it at camp, and so it got into our churches. Yeah, I know it. It's raging again. So I would encourage some protocols. So I said, well, we're not going to go back to wearing masks and all that mess. Well, I would at least encourage people not to shake hands and hug necks, at least we can get through this next couple of weeks. And I'm serious. I would encourage you not to do that just because there's too much possibility. And there's a bunch of people that didn't get vaccinated. And even if you did, they're still getting very sick from this, you know. So this new variant. So I would be very careful with that. Very careful with that. Okay. I really would. I ain't telling you everything I know. Okay. So I would be careful. Yeah. All right. And I guess I've got more slack over COVID than I ever have over being conservative, ever being premillennial, over being all the different things. I've got more trouble over COVID. It's interesting. that the conservatives, when you're a conservative, that means you take, it means you're cautious. That's what conservative means. But for those who chose to be cautious in the midst of all this, we're seen as some kind of bowing to the left or something. I'm sorry. That's not the way it works. Okay, conservative is not the flag you wave. It's the actions that you espouse. And so conservatives are careful. Conservatives are cautious. And we err on the side of caution. That's what conservatives do. And so if somebody said, well, what would you, if you had to do it over again, preacher, what would you do? I'd be more conservative. I guarantee I would. Oh, yeah. I made some mistakes during COVID. Of course, it was a learning curve. We all made mistakes, but I made some pretty big mistakes. If I had to do it over again, and I know what I know now, oh, we'd be a lot tougher. Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And absolutely. And it's said right. Conservatives are not hysterical. Okay. But let me tell you something else. Conservatives don't necessarily follow what the political correctness is of the hour on either side. Conservatives don't bow to someone who's a conservative does not bow to the accepted mentality about a subject. And I'll go into that. I'll spend some time in that a little later on. And I've got some things I will expound upon and show you what I'm talking about. The conservative, quote unquote, the conservative stand on a lot of issues is wrong in that they have taken it to the wrong level. In other words, they, let me see if I can say it this way. Let's pick on Fox News, okay? Let's pick on Fox News. A lot of what comes on Fox News, especially in the talk show portions of it. Now, I know Fox News went liberal during the election. I know they did. But did you know that the overreach, the left is so far left, sometimes the commentators on Fox are so far right, what they're saying is not even true. They build cases, but they won't hold up. And the next day, that dog wouldn't hunt, but yet they never apologized. They never retracted or anything. Now, CNN does the other thing to the left. They take off on these witch hunts and do all this, but the conservatives do it too, or the quote-unquote conservatives. But you got to understand, that's theatrics. What's happened is we have marred the line between news and commentary, and there is a difference. Do commentators talk about the news? Yes. But they have a slant to the news. And you can pick up some good stuff listening to the commentaries. But I'm going to tell you, if that's what you use to shape your worldview, you've got a very narrow worldview. And I'm talking about narrow. You have a very small input. Study the science. Study the facts. And I'm not talking about the facts that you read in the conservative publications, study all the facts, and you'll find that they don't often coincide. So our job here is to do exactly what we try to do. It's to try to give you a measured response and to try to give you a broad base of information. Information that we can say so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that. Now, whether you choose to agree with that or not, that's up to you. But it's a big difference between quoting substantiated sources and you come to your conclusion than it is to me just to get up and spew an opinion. Okay, I'll leave it alone. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Thank the Lord for His mercy. And thank God for His goodness to us. I'm burdened about that pastor who texted in, and we're asking God to touch him and to help there. We're also asking the Lord to intervene in a couple of other situations that we know about. Please pray there. And then also pray for the Queen family and, of course, Miss Linda Queen, home of the Lord, and her service, graveside this coming Thursday afternoon, and then memorial service on Thursday evening at Rosman Tabernacle. And so we hope that you will pray much for the Queen family. And, of course, Brother Jeremy's mom, and Jeremy's part of our church, and we love and appreciate them very much. I've known Brother Keith for a very long time, so I've known him since, Jeremy was a little boy. And so we appreciate and love them very, very much. All right. Pray about a property dispute. Pray about another cancer situation. Pray about a man recovering from treatment. Pray the Lord will intervene in a number of situations today as you bow with us. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we trust you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us, Lord, the opportunity to serve you. We thank you, Lord, you've given us minds which we can think with. And Lord, you've given us hands and feet which we can serve you with. And Lord, we're praying that we would, our scope, our focus, Lord, how we see the world, Lord, may it be through the eyes of Scripture. And Lord, may we have a biblical worldview to your glory. Father, thank you for the motorcycles that have been sponsored. Thank you for the half of another one that's been sponsored to the Philippines. We bless you for that. And Lord, we pray you continue to work in that. Continue to show yourself mighty. Lord, we'll get out of the way and give you the glory, for it's in Christ's name. Amen and amen. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Until we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.